We Got Cows. My mom's been waiting for this sequel since the 90s. Another Twisters movie out this weekend.
You don't face your fears.
You ride them, Brian.
You ride them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the kind of movie we got coming out this weekend with Top Gun Maverick star, anyone
Glenn
but
Powell.
You star. That guy's having himself a moment. Glenn Powell. And when I ask my mom her favorite movies, Cool Runnings and Twister always come up in conversation because,
yeah,
as I like to say, you can't beat nostalgia. It's just those movies my mom has loved forever.
Where were those VHSs in your house in Pendleton, Indiana?
Probably.
Were they on the mantle?
Yeah, right there next to the TV. Right there directly to the left. But fans of the Twister franchise, congratulations. We have another... We Got Cows.
Oh,
we got a Twister movie out this weekend.
Your mom's choice in movies is great. Both of those movies are, core nostalgia. Cool Runnings, unbelievable movie. And Twister, I remember when I went down to Universal Studios as a kid with my mom, and part of the, not the tour, but I guess part of the experience, we walked into this thing, and they showed you basically how movies were made. We saw how Alfred Hitchcock movies were made, which was fascinating. But another part of the exhibit, dude, was how Twister was made.
Stop.
How they did the special effects.
I would have loved that.
Yeah.
And then you go down to the Cool Runnings exhibit and they throw you in a bobsled, send you off.
If only. I had to go to Utah to bobsled. That is another story.
You know, you talking about that Twister experience, man, it has me thinking about how I went to probably Universal or whatever, one of those studios back in the day when I was a kid. And I did this E.T. ride. And on the E.T. ride, you are on the bike.
I remember that ride. I never did it.
You are on the bike. And, you know, of course, E.T. is in the front in the basket. But the coolest part about this ride, now you got me reminiscing about that one time when I was a kid, Brian. But we went up, and it felt like you were over the city on the bike. They had, like, wind blowing in your face, and they had, like, a small city, of course, below you. But it felt like you were high up like E.T. was in the movie.
Does that ride not exist anymore? That would hit in 2024.
I don't know if it does or not, but, you know, when you bring up this Twisters exhibit, it makes me think of my E.T. experience back in the day.
I wonder how that ride stacks up with, like, the newer rides now. Like,
yes.
The Avatar ride, I've heard, is spectacular.
Yeah.
The new Guardians of the Galaxy ride the same way.
I even heard that Jimmy Fallon ride's a good time, too. Where he takes you a tour through the city of New York.
Really? That's fun?
I don't know why I say the city of New York. New York City. The city of New York, Kyle.
What?
Sorry, I apologize,
NYC,
guys.
Not in Kyle's brain. It's just CNY.
The city of New York, Kyle. I've heard great things about the city of New York. What am I talking about? All right, moving on to this next story.
Good call.
So Justin Timberlake, his lawyer is claiming he is ready to vigorously defend his DUI allegations and says Justin will have a lot to say in court. That's the latest update. He has not said anything himself on social media. And as far as I see right now, he plans on doing his show tomorrow night. Maybe he'll speak there in Chicago when he is supposed to be performing where the Chicago Bulls play. So we'll see what happens.
Why defend it, though? I mean, you saw the mugshot. What's there to defend?
I feel like it's one of those things you should just accept it, drink the syrup, and then move on with this life.
Yeah.
And it is what it is.
Move on. Not to say that DWIs are a good thing.
Not a good
thing. If we're just looking at popular culture, you know, with how news goes, you know, it's just a revolving door of headlines, a DWI. This story's going to go away in a week, so why not just own it? I'm going to do better. We'll never do that
Maybe
again.
Maybe do
move
a
on.
PSA with it that
do
I've seen
PSA.
And then say, this is terrible. That was stupid.
Yes.
And then move on.
If you want to be an adult, like, own it and tell people to learn from my bad experience.
Yes, but Brian, celebrities getting them to admit fault, it's not really a thing for
because
them.
Because they have to, like, be fierce defenders of their images.
It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix. We were good.